It's the Week in Reading List from Money Talking. Hello, I'm Charlie Herman. With me, Joan O'Sara with The New York Times and Rana Faruhar with Time Magazine. And this week, I'm reading Bloomberg Businessweek's cover story about BP. They're looking at what happened after the oil spill in the Gulf and all the lawsuits that have been filed against the company, and actually raising the question of how legitimate are some of the suits against them, asking the question, is BP getting rolled in the Gulf? They're a little bit worried about upsetting the judge who's overseeing all the settlements, so they may not want to question everything. And, Joe, you want to jump in here.
Oh, do I ever. First of all, a lot of this is due to the fact that they have a new claims administrator that Ken Feinberg left. And one of the things—
Ken Feinberg, who oversaw— there's a disaster he oversaw.
That's right. And so he managed that process for the first year, and he stepped down. And one of the things he always used to say to me is that it's important to do this fairly, even if it means saying no to people who think they deserve money, because otherwise you have a process that actually becomes this giant pig fest. Mm. And that's what's happened here.
But, Klein oversaw the 9/11 funds. He's involved in what's going on in Boston with the attack that happened there recently in terms of money. I mean, he is all over the place, and yet he left BP after you. Is that basically saying, I mean, why did he leave BP?
Well, he was on contract to BP. The time was up. He wanted to.
So it's not that it was tougher than any of the other things.
Oh, no. It wasn't tougher. I mean, compared to 9/11 or the coming Penn State or Virginia Tech, it's not tougher.
Rana, what are you reading?
Well, funny enough, I'm actually reading Steve Call's book, Private Empire, which is actually about ExxonMobil. But one of the things that I find most fascinating, and there are many amazing things in that book, it's so well reported, but the comparison between BP and Exxon is actually kind of fascinating, because it gets into how it was that BP became the Teflon oil company for so long, and Exxon was supposedly the bad guy, when in fact a lot of the practices in the industry were sort of standard across all the oil firms.
Joe, what are you reading?
Well, this week the Supreme Court did so many things that were monumental. It reminded me of one of the great books ever written about the Supreme Court, which is Gideon's Trumpet by Anthony Lewis. Gideon is a prisoner. He writes in handwriting a writ asking the court to take his case. He argues that he didn't get due process because he was deprived of a lawyer. They take the case, and it fundamentally changes the law. But anyway, the beginning—
And there's a new documentary, actually, I think, about Gideon, that example.
Who knew that I was so timely?
you always are.
But I wanted to read the first paragraph of the second chapter.
Please.
If I may. And this will take you back. The Supreme Court of the United States is different from all other courts, past and present. It decides fundamental social and political questions that would never be put to judges in other countries. The boundaries between church and state, the relations between the white and Negro races, the powers of the national legislature and executives. One could easily forget that it is a court at all. Its public image seems sometimes to be less that of a court than of an extraordinarily powerful demigod sitting on a remote throne and letting loose constitutional thunderbolts whenever it sees a wrong, crying for correction.
I want you to do
books on
audiobooks now. I feel really relaxed.
Well, if you want to join us in what we're reading this weekend, please do. You can find links to everything here on the website. And let us know what you think about what we're reading, or tell us what you think we should take a look at. You can talk to us here, leave a comment, or send us a note at Twitter. You can find us at Money Talking. Don't forget, you can also download the podcast of Money Talking for free on iTunes. This week, Joe and Ron and I weigh in on the charges filed against the former governor and senator from New Jersey, John Corzine, and the future of the federal regulator that is actually bringing this suit against him. Rana Faruhar with Time Magazine and Joan O'Sara with The New York Times, thanks for joining.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Herman. This is Money Talking from WNYC.